They've got the young players. They're going to be more mature. They will be more battle-hardened. And then you've got Gary Sheffield coming over to his old manager. That's got to be a huge benefit for Detroit.
Well, I think that was a big pickup for Detroit. I think Detroit, when you get in that situation, you see yourself so close, they can certainly say that they might only be one player away. They've got everybody lined up about where they want to. I think probably the one place that they... I believe would feel a little more comfortable as in their closer. They had Todd Jones, who is getting a little long in the tooth, could do the job again, but they have some power arms in that bullpen. They have some power arms in the starting rotation. And they've got some young players, both in the outfield, infield, that are getting better. Pudge Rodriguez, again, another guy getting a little long in the tooth. They're looking at probably a two-year window where they've got to get it done with the players that they have. And I think that they went out and got Sheffield. They gave up three young pitchers in order to do that. But certainly that is a bat in the middle of the lineup. Again, if Sheffield stays healthy, that's going to be a big boost to that that lineup.
And what about the Mets with their aging pitching staff and injuries right when they needed them the most? What do you see them doing? Do you think they're able to be agile enough, like the Red Sox, to keep competitive with these top teams?
Well, I think once you get that taste, and I think people in New York are excited about the Mets again, I think you got to keep it going. I know Omar Minaya is going to be very aggressive out there. I expect them to be a big player in those starting pitchers as well. They've got their closer. They've got their bullpen that they can put together fairly well. So I think with all their young players and some of the more veteran players like a Delgado, who didn't ask for a trade after being traded in the middle of a multi-year contract, he wants to stay there. So I think their club sits up pretty well with one or two starting pitcher additions. If they keep Glavin and they add one of those pitchers that are free agents out there, then I think they're going to be feeling pretty good about what they've done in the offseason. Not a lot of things to do, but they're also taking a look at, what, 3 years from now, moving into a new stadium. So all of that plays into external things off the field, play into what you're trying to do with your club to set it up. They want that new stadium to be packed. They want it to be sold out. They want it to be sold out, all the suites, all the advertising, all the sponsorships and everything, all set. So for the next couple of years, they have their new TV station, their cable station coming on board. So for the next couple of years, I expect the Mets to be approaching what the Yankees have done and maybe very close in payroll.